The biennial Melbourne Art Fair collapsed in a great big modern art heap in 2016, but it's back. A new venue, a new look. You'll find it now next to the Australian Centre for Contemporary Art in Southbank in Melbourne, of course. And it's the main event of Melbourne Arts Week. This year, it features 40 galleries from around the country, a series of talks, performances, projects. It all starts tomorrow. That's the 2nd of August. And to discuss the fair's comeback, I have with me now Gabriela Kozlovich, an arts writer who took out this year's Walkley Award for arts journalism for her book Whiteley on Trial. Thank you so much for coming in, Gabriela.
Thank you, Eddie. It's a great pleasure.
And congratulations on your award as well. And Michelle Usher. Michelle is based in London and has been to many international art fairs. Michelle is back in Australia to exhibit at Melbourne Art Week. And hello to you, Michelle.
Hi.
Gabriela, can I start with you? You've been going to the Melbourne Art Fair on and off for the past 15 years. Can you actually explain just briefly what is an art fair?
Well, it's a place where you have a lot of fun and you look at a lot of art, and it's like a big party. It's like going to a mall and having access to, you know, so many commercial galleries all at once, like in an instant sort of hit of art. And I've enjoyed them in the past, particularly opening nights, because it's just a chance to sort of celebrate contemporary art, to hang out with artists and gallery directors and look at a lot of art in one go, and in a really fun and possibly unintimidating environment. Sometimes people feel walking into a contemporary art gallery is intimidating, but at an art fair, there's a real sense of celebration and a party atmosphere. And in the past, it's been at the Royal Exhibition Building, which in itself is a wonderful, wonderful old building, 19th century building. So it had a sense of occasion and just lots of atmosphere and people and crowds and around contemporary art.
Yeah. Now, Michelle, you've come all the way from London for this. Why?
We were talking about that before, because I've actually come over for the Tarawarra Biennale, and It happens to be on at the same time. It's opening on Friday, and it's I guess at the same time as the Melbourne Art Fair, as well as spring, and I have work in spring as well. So it seemed like a good time to come back.
Now, you have gone to a whole bunch of art fairs around the world, this one in London, New York. So those big international art fairs, how do they compare to what's going on in Melbourne? What makes Melbourne special, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, I guess this is where I'm really curious to go and have a look and to see how it does compare. I mean, it is smaller and it's less international in that way. So it can be more personal, and I think that can be a really nice thing for an art fair, whereas like some of these larger art fairs, they do start to weigh on the heavy commercial side occasionally, you know, like, and they become less interesting for artists. But they do attract areas where you have a project section where they might do, I think like at Frieze Art Fair last year, there was a whole section that was on living female artists, and you discover things for yourself. So you go along and, you know, I found 6 new living female artists, and then there'll be a series of talks that day on feminist art. So that's where art fairs at that size can be really interesting, but I can't see why the Melbourne Art Fair couldn't do something like that as well, even though it's smaller, which I think they might be.
Yes, and they are doing that this year, if I can just butt in. I don't mean to. Yeah, Melbourne Art Fair is the main event in Melbourne Art Week, and there are lots of talks as part of that week. And in fact, the chair of the Melbourne Art Foundation, which runs the Melbourne Art Fair, pointed out to me that the sort of first event on the Melbourne Art Week calendar wasn't a big boozy party, but it was a keynote address by Philip Tenari, which happened last night, in fact, and he's the director of the Allen Center for Contemporary Arts in Beijing.
Oh, okay. Now, Gabriela, one of the features of this year's art fair is that it's actually a lot smaller. Back in 2014, the fair had 70 galleries taking part. This year, it's just 40. So what's your feeling about that? Was that actually a positive decision that was made, or fewer galleries are wanting to take part?
Well, what's happened is they've had to make a decision. They've completely revisioned, reinvented the art fair, the Melbourne Art Fair, and they've had to because there was the disruption that happened when the 2016 fair was cancelled. And it was cancelled. I mean, there are various reasons that are put forward. It had posted a loss. It was losing money. There seemed to be some kind of tension between Tim Etchells, the director of Art Fairs Australia, who had signed a 20-year contract with the Melbourne Art Foundation to stage the Melbourne Art Fair from 2014, and he, of course, is also the director of Sydney Contemporary, which opens in September. That's an annual art fair, and there seemed to be sort of this tension of between. Sydney Contemporary, which is much more commercial, and the Melbourne Art Fair, which is a not-for-profit event. So it all fell apart, and in 2016, as you mentioned at the start of the program, there was no Melbourne Art Fair. So for the first time since 1988, the fair was cancelled. It had been held every 2 years since 1988, and then in 2016 it all fell in a heap and was cancelled. So this year we're seeing the new version of the Melbourne Art Fair, and the decision has been taken very deliberately to make it a smaller boutique event with only 40 galleries because it has to sort of find a new path. It's the first one after the cancellation in 2016, and it has to find a new way.
Yeah, certainly. Sorry, Gabrielle. Just because we've only got a couple of minutes, so I just wanted to please don't apologise. I just wanted to ask Michelle about her work, because Michelle, you're exhibiting in Spring 1883, which is part of Melbourne Art Week, and also the Tararua Biennial, and it's separate from the art fair, but part of the whole week. So, Michelle, can you just tell us briefly what you've got going on in the show?
I've got an enormous room, which is really generous that Emily Cormack, the curator, has given me, and it's sort of front and centre. And I've made a body of work it's happened very fast in the last 2 months. And it was a response to my mother actually passed away earlier this year, and I inherited all of her crochet that she's made ever since the 60s and my grandmother's embroidery. And I decided my work's always had this female strain that was running through it, and it was something where I really wanted to focus on a history of making through three generations of women. And I'd seen the Miriam Shapiro, there's like a fan, a sort of sewn together fan that the Art Gallery of New South Wales has, and I'd seen one of the love hearts earlier in the year, and I was thinking, you know, this is something I need to do to sort of elevate, I guess, what usually gets designated to women's craft, and something that was obviously really strong in my own family and I hadn't really appreciated myself. So I've combined my mother's crochet, my grandmother's embroidery, and I've made paintings as well, and some of them are dyed linen, and then I've worked back with bleach onto them, and they're figurative, and some of them are of orchids as well, and my father had a lot of orchids when we were growing up, and so did the rest of my family. So it's sort of combining all of these things together. What sort of makes it a little bit cheeky is that my mum had a fantastic sense of humour, and she actually taught me how to draw women when I was... when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, and we used to draw these sort of cheeky, girly, sexy cartoons together, and things that would probably be really sexist, but there was something very funny and something curious, and when I started thinking about it, you know, what were we doing sitting here drawing these women with great big boobs and skinny waists and high-heeled shoes? So some of these feature in the works as well.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming onto the show. Gabriella Kozlovich, an arts writer and winner of this year's Walkley Award for Arts Journalism for her book Whiteley on Trial. And Michelle Usher. Michelle is an Australian artist based in London, and you can see her work at Spring 1883 at the Hotel Windsor. It's for free from tomorrow through to Saturday. By the way, tomorrow is the 2nd of August. And you can also see Michelle's work at the Tararua Biennial from Friday, that's Friday the 3rd of August, right through to November. And the Melbourne Art Fair is on tomorrow to Sunday at the South Bank Arts Precinct, and it's all part of Melbourne Arts Week.